Mishnah Zayin. In the times of the Mishnah, before there was a fixed calendar, the way that the dates and the Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim would be fixed is that witnesses who see the new moon would come to the Beis Din and testify that it was Rosh Chodesh, and that's how the Yom Tovim would be fixed. Now, Rosh Chodesh every month is either one of two nights, one of two days, because every month is either 29 or 30 days. And because people in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, wouldn't know which day Rosh Chodesh was, they also wouldn't know which day Yom Tov was. And so they would need to keep two different days of Yom Tov out of doubt. Now there's an exception to that, and that is Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, even people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and even people who lived in Yerushalayim itself, where the Beis Din was, even they would have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because since Rosh Hashanah falls on the first day of the month, there's not enough time for people to find out whether it's Rosh Hashanah or not. Now, although in the previous Mishnah, the Chachomim view a Shabbos and a Yom Tov as possibly one long day, as Kedusha Achas, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachomim of the previous Mishnah agree that it's viewed as two different days, because since we're only keeping the 2 days out of doubt, and really only one of the days is considered Rosh Hashanah, only one of the days is considered Yom Tov, so it's definitely not considered to be one long day of holiness. And so Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah Shoya Yorisham Tzaber, Rosh Hashanah, which one was afraid, would be after a 30-day month, meaning if there was a possibility, which there is every year, that Rosh Hashanah is after a 30-day month, or it's after a 29-day month. We're not sure, so it says Rabbi Yehuda, even according to the Chachamim, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Ruvin V'Aimei, one can make two different Eruvin, and say, Eruv Arishon HaMizrach V'Ashen LaMarov, Ma'ariv on the first day of Yom Tov should be to the east side, V'Asheni, and on the second day LaMarov, it should be the west one, Barishon LaMarov V'Ashen LaMizrach, or on the first day of Yom Tov, it should be to the west, on the second day to the east. Or you can make one Eruv and say, Eruvi Barishain, I want to use my Eruv on the first day, Vashem Yikvene Iri. And on the second day, I'll be like the people in my city, and I have 2,000 Amos in every direction. Or you can say, Eruvi Basheni, I want my Eruv to only work on the second day, Uva Barishain Kivene Iri. And on the first day, I'll be like the people in my city. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Chachomim did not agree with him. This is referring to other Chachomim discussing the opinion of the Chachomim in the previous Mishnah. And according to this Chachomim of our Mishnah, even Rosh Hashanah could be viewed as Kedusha Achas. And without going into too much detail, the halacha is that if witnesses come quite late in the day, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, to testify that today is Rosh Chodesh, and that today is the Rosh Hashanah. Since they came late in the day, after the Karbonis were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and after the Leviim sang the song in the Beis HaMikdash for the weekday, if the Beis Din were to accept the witnesses now, it would come out that the Leviim sang the wrong song, because there was a different song to sing for Rosh Hashanah and a regular weekday. And so because of that, they did not accept the witnesses. However, the Beis Din would say that the rest of that day has to be kept as if it was real Rosh Hashanah. Even though for the last part of the day, people knew that it wouldn't be considered Rosh Hashanah, since no more witnesses were accepted, nevertheless, it still had to be kept as if it was Rosh Hashanah, so that in future years, people wouldn't stop keeping that first day of Rosh Hashanah. That would definitely be a problem, because in future years, it might be that that is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. And so since in that case, the Chachomim instituted that one has to treat it as if it was real Rosh Hashanah, it's no longer being kept as a doubt in that case. Rather, the Chachom said that this is considered like real Yom Tov. So in that case, really, the first day ends up being considered like the second day. Exactly like Rosh Hashanah, in which case it's considered Kedusha Achas. So say the Chachomim, even when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we do view it as a possibility that it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore you can still not make two different Eruvin for the two different days of Rosh Hashanah.